Now, he's a little bit concerned because he knows I'm going to throw something at him, but don't be frightened. But there is something about you that I've noticed over this past 2 weeks that we've been working together. And to be honest, I think I need a little bit more of this in my life that you do. So I'm not having a go.
Right.
It's just something that I've noticed. You are a massive routine man.
Oh, you've worked this out, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Do you want to hear what I've noticed about...
Anal retentive type or...?
Well, I don't want to go that far. But this is what I've observed about the Bilko routine so far, okay?
Right, okay.
All right. Well, first of all, when we get in here at 4:30 in the morning, you're always here before me, so that's the first
thing. Okay. Yep.
Yes. At 6:30, you eat your muesli. After the show, we're back in the office at approximately 10:30 every day. You open the big lunchbox. He's got this huge lunchbox and he starts...
It's got my day's food in there.
Snacking on... Yeah, well, honestly, it looks like you're going away for 2 weeks.
Righto.
You're worried you're going to get lost in the bush. At 11:30...
Oh, hang on.
Pretty much.
Are you timing hour after hour?
I've just noticed, minute after minute? No. I've just noticed.
Feels like someone's spying on you here.
11:30 every day, you'll crack into a protein shake. Okay? I've been kind. I've said protein. I don't know if it's a weight loss shake. No judgment, my friend, as you know. Now.
You know what? It's just easy to consume than actually putting food together. So it's just done. Right. You know when you can prepare food, takes some effort.
Yes.
Time.
Okay. So on a Friday, every single Friday, you hang back at work and you'll catch up on TV shows. You kind of get in there and shut the door so no one bothers you. What?
That's my drinking time.
No, that's you have a drink with Pete the Tech.
That's catching up with...
Later in the arvo.
Yeah,
that's not wrong. You do catch up on... Don't you?
I'll look at some YouTube. I'll look at some, what's his name?
Do a bit of extra.
Who's the cook?
Gordon Ramsay?
Jeff Gordon Ramsay, that's right.
Okay. So, well, you do that and you also do work. I mean, you're working as well on a Friday, but that's your little routine, you hang back. I know for a fact that at 9 p.m. is usually when you go to bed, only because you've told me. I'm not stalking you.
thanks for clarifying.
Yes. I know for a fact that you moisturise daily. I don't know what time. So are you indeed, I think I've proven that you are a routines man.
Most people and guys these days will moisturise because they've been taught to stop the ageing process, and especially after you shave, that's what you move into.
Okay, all right. Well, see, I know your work routine. I'd love to hear more about your home routine. Come on, add to it. I mean, would Ness and the kids be weighing in on this saying, oh, my goodness, he does exactly the same thing every day?
Oh, do I go to the loo every day?
No, I don't want to know that. What would they say? What's your home routine? Add to this.
Walk the dog every afternoon.
Okay.
Head to the gym every afternoon.
Yep.
Do a neighbourhood patrol every afternoon.
Just what does that mean?
Well, just having a look around, see what the neighbours are up to. Maybe, you know, they've got a bin out where it shouldn't be. Maybe this needs cutting back. Maybe... offer some advice on maybe why their car isn't washed. I mean, mental. I'm not actually getting up to tell them that, but yeah.
You scan the neighbourhood. See, I think I need more of that in my life. So as I said, I'm not judging it, but I love so much that you're a routine man. I am all over the shop.
I can teach you a routine if that's going to help you.
Because that's why you look all groomed and fancy and nice and I just look like a mess. I was going to say a hot mess, but... You can't.
This shirt was ironed 3 weeks ago and it looks like it too, so.
No, that's not too bad. Anyway, I love that you're a routines man.
All right.
Sorry for stalking you.